Caitlin, the show is very popular. We've talked about that. I think I've even heard the Prime Minister reference it.
Oh, God.
It's a really key in Australia's sort of cultural landscape. What do people say about whether anything can be done to fix it, or is it not possible to make it completely safe?
Yeah, there are mixed responses on this. Some former participants I've spoken to say, nah, it shouldn't exist at all. People should stop watching it because by watching it, you're encouraging it to exist. I've spoken to, you know, gender-based violence organizations that have said, if it can't clean up its act and if it can't promote safe representations and healthy representations of relationships, then maybe it shouldn't exist. Maybe it's no longer relevant. But others have even kind of simple things that you could change in the program that would make it a lot safer for participants.
Such as?
So, for instance, if you look at a show like Love Island Australia or Love Island broadly, another dating program, the cameras are always rolling. Even at night, there are cameras everywhere recording everything and you're all kind of sleeping in a giant room together. Doesn't sound like my idea of fun, but at the same time, everything is being caught on camera. So the things that happen behind closed doors on MAFS, it would be a lot harder for that to not get picked up by production. There's also things like just changing some of the perhaps outdated, you know, intimacy sessions and games and challenges that they have the participants do that could just bring it a little bit more up to speed of 2026 and where we are on things like relationships and consent and things like that. Maybe don't be ranking people based on how attractive you find them. So these are things that could be implemented. You can still have the essence and the flavour without it being so problematic.
Caitlin, thank you so much for talking to us today and sharing some of your fascination with reality television.
Thank you.
That was reporter Caitlin Cassidy. This episode was produced by Lou Hill, sound design and mixing by Joe Coney. The executive producer of this episode is Miles Herbert. If this episode has raised any issues for you, you can contact Australia's Sexual, Domestic and Family Violence Response and Recovery Service, full stop, on 1800 385 578. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.